how do we define culture? Because, by the way, every employee that you have, everybody that you bring on your team has to embrace that culture. And they can't be an enemy of it, they can't work against it, they can't dilute it. If you have too much of that, it's, you know, you're not going to be successful. I have great admiration for Chick-fil-A and what they've done as a brand. But talk about institutionalizing some things. Now, see, they have a corporate culture, and it manifests itself in certain behaviors. I can think of two. And boy, do their customers reward them for it. Number one is, they're closed on Sundays. Defies conventional wisdom in the industry. They have the highest average unit volume of any brand restaurant in the country. They average about $3.8 million a year in sales. Incredibly successful. McDonald's, by contrast, averages $2.5 million. And Chick-fil-A does it on 6 days a week of business. So incredible. The other thing that they've done, and I know Dan Cathy, who's a second generation leader of that brand, closely privately held to this day, and I'm sure that he and his father Truett, when they started this practice, they didn't view it as branding, or it wasn't a marketing gimmick. But they have one phrase that they say that now has become, I think, an indelible part of their brand. And it's my pleasure. I can't go anywhere in life and have somebody say to me, my pleasure, and it doesn't conjure up the thought of Chick-fil-A. I don't know if you're like that, but boy, it's inextricably linked to it as a brand. And again, it wasn't part of a strategy. It's just being who they are, bringing their culture to life, and then they reap the rewards for it. So culture is critical. You can't have people in your organization just, but you can't expect them to get it through osmosis because then it's too late. I use this as an example. If I've got a firehouse restaurant, I've got a new employee that's showing up for the day. They've never clocked on before. First day walking in, they step into the restaurant, and just a few feet inside, there's a couple of straw wrappers on the floor. And if they walk past it and go to the back to clock in, well, what signal does that send to any customer that happens to be sitting in the dining room? Now, the customer doesn't know that this person's never worked before or isn't on the clock or any of those things. All they know is it's obviously a firehouse employee. They're wearing a uniform when they walk in. But that mere act of that employee walking in and walking past that problem sends a signal to the customer that culturally that's okay for that to have a dirty dining room floor. So if you're expecting people to just get it later, it's too late, because before they've ever even started work, they're reflecting your culture and it's impacting your business. So you've got to be able to coach and train your culture. And for all of you, and there's a lot of interesting businesses in the room, I can guarantee you in your organization you have a culture. A lot of people just don't know what it is. But you've got it. And if you can't define it, you can't articulate it, if you can't coach and train it, I can guarantee you, you've got a problem. You know, right now, maybe your business is okay, maybe you're band-aiding it together, maybe you, know, you as the owner or leader of the company, maybe you feel that you know it, you try to lead by example and put it out there, but it's not gonna be enough, not if you're continuously growing and your team is growing and you're bringing in new people. So, I would challenge you, if you can't describe your culture to the point that you can coach it and train it, you've got a big opportunity in your business. So, in Firehouse, how do we describe our culture? You can feel free to steal any of these ideas. We're in the business of sharing. And by the way, I mentioned to John, I'm happy to email this presentation out. This PowerPoint, anybody thinks I'd like it, maybe you just go to, my email address at the end of the thing, it's on the last slide, so feel free to email me for it. So we start with, even though it may sound a little bit cliche-ish, our mission statement. And every business should have one, even if it does seem like a cliche. I'm not a fan of the paragraph-long mission statement, the type that become very tactical about your goals and so on. I think they're meaningless. What they really should describe is what you're about, that thing that everybody on your team has in common, so that when they're walking in to your business every day, every single person is aligned on that. And every one of these words is chosen carefully. It's to carry on our commitment to and our passion for hearty and flavorful food, heartfelt service, and public safety. Now, the words commitment and passion, those go back to our founders. That's really how they grew this business. There was nobody, it still is today, nobody more passionate and committed about the success of the brand than they are. And we know inherently that we are never going to reach our full potential unless everybody who comes into the brand shares that, maybe even exceeds it.